Eddie V's tagline is prime seafood. The steak I had at Eddie V's was really first rate, but the seafood was also terrific. I had the Chilean sea bass, and it was just a gorgeous, translucent, white ball of fish flesh. And it was served in a soy and sherry sauce. So took that salty edge off of just a soy sauce and kind of made it less stereotypically Asian in taste. And I thought it was just terrific.
Now, what kind of price point are we looking at here?
Takeout alone. It's a lot of money. For most people, this is going to be a splurge, maybe a special occasion thing. Their proximity to the convention center, I think they're going to see a lot of convention business. They're clearly set up for the expense account crowd. I think it's going to be a good addition to Restaurant Row.
Fantastic. Where else did you go?
Well, I went back to Le Coq au Vin recently. And, you know, Le Coq au Vin has been around for decades.
Yes.
But a few years ago, the original owner, Louis Perrot, sold it to a chef in town named Raymond Pitts, very talented chef, who came in and I think at first he wanted to do too many changes. This is just speculation on my part, but I don't think he realized that he was buying an institution. People really loved Le Coq au Vin, and suddenly the menu was changing, and I think it was too much for a lot of people. And I think Pitts really understands that now, and so he's gone back to a lot of the old things that were on the menu before he owned it.
Oh,
it seemed like old times when I was there. It was the food was terrific, the service was first rate. It's just an Orlando institution, and it's back. That said, I think the one thing that I didn't enjoy in my meal was the Coq au Vin. but the beef bourguignon was just first rate, and there was a duck dish with a duck breast and duck confit that was just superior. So, and of course, the Grand Marnier soufflé is, you know, one of those must-haves.
So getting back to old standards, but still a little way to go.
Yeah. And here's another long-time place that now has a new location, Black Bean Deli. And we've gone really from the upscale of Eddie V's to the pocket change, I guess, place for Black Bean Deli. Not quite that inexpensive.
Casual scale.
Yeah, more casual. Now, for those who don't know, Black Bean Deli has been around for a long time as well. Pretty much a takeout place. If you wanted to dine there, there were a couple of stools around the walls. The owner bought the former Vegas Cafe on Colonial Drive in Orlando. Vegas was a popular Cuban restaurant set in an old gas station.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The owners of Black Bean Deli have come in and made it nice and comfortable, yet kind of trendy, I guess. And you can actually sit with your feet on the floor and eat your meal, which I love. I think that's a great idea.
In the stools, I think.
The Cuban sandwich, I thought, was just one of the best Cuban sandwiches I've ever had. Lots of the meats and cheese and the little pickles and the mustard and the bread that's smashed inside the iron.
Ooh.
Good, good sandwich.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Scott.
You're welcome.